is David McClung. I'm the president of Baxter Media. I started in 1977 as a sales rep for W.H. Baxter and Edith Baxter, and soon to marry daughter Wendy and enter the family business.
Welcome to Voices of Travel, The Next Chapters, an interview series that captures the passion, humor, and character of 15 remarkable people as they tell us the stories of their careers in the industry. Thanks for joining me, David. 1977, wow, what was it like back then?
It was a tumultuous time in 1977 when I joined, in the sense that the business was busy, competition was heavy. We had very, very good competition from McLean Hunter, Southam, Strong. We were always third book in the marketplace. We were always, an afterthought. But give tenacious and patience and dedication to Bill and Edith, always fighting, always scrapping, always making sure that we were at events, we were covering events, getting salespeople out, pushing our way forward. We were aggressive, ambitious, and it was paid off over time. And I think we were very, very successful at years in.
What publications did you have back then?
Well, we had Canadian Travel Press. We had the Personnel Guide. We had On Target Ontario, which is a unique creation we had just for Ontario market. We had the Personnel Guide, the Bible of the industry it was called, published twice a year. It was fabulous, a directory of everybody, and everybody wanted a copy of it. We were printing probably about anywhere from 18,000 to 25,000 copies. The Courier was a sort of a, we bought from McLean Hunter many years ago and changed the format. Made it more magazine size. Specific focus on it was on sort of the day-to-day of a travel agency. Because our market was travel agents, coast to coast, and then coast to coast to coast. All tours delivered for it, going to trade shows. It was a very, very busy time in the 70s and 80s.
How is it different then compared to today?
In terms of publishing, we were a print publisher then. Now we are a media company. Print's important still, but it's the digital platforms we're very strong at. Baxter's had to be nimble to make changes. As print was changing, our audience was changing. And when it was changing to one of the things in that kind of format, we did. We modified, we changed it. But ultimately, it really didn't matter in one sense. Content is still king. People wanted legitimate, reliable, honest content, whether in print or digital product. And we did that. Edith Baxter always said, our first question when any supplier came in her office, she'd sit them down, pen in hand, saying, so how are you doing? What are you doing for travel agents? Are you paying them commission? Full stop. And if they said no, she was kindly say, gently saying, well, perhaps, we should end this conversation because I'm not really writing about you. And we're not going to go talk to you because you don't think my market is valuable. And that was really sort of the overarching thing. What are you doing for our market? And what are you doing for travel agents? Commission was one, could be other things in the marketplace. But that was really pivotal then. And that's today's the same thing. We're still saying that to our suppliers. Are you interested in reaching the Canadian travel industry, travel agents specifically? And are you paying them commission? Or are you giving them some overheads? And what are you doing in the marketplace for them?
Baxter Publishing at the time, Baxter Media today, it's a family company. Was that an advantage or a disadvantage for you when it came to competing with the corporate giants like McLean Hunter and Southam?
A little bit of both. As a family-run company. In the early days of, I think, of most family-run companies, the thought is, well, you've hired the sons and daughters and the in-laws because really they can't get another job, you know? You'd say, well, they're going to be here, but they can't do, you know, let's hire them and see what they can do. And that wasn't the case. My late brother-in-law, Tim Baxter, was a competent journalist. Wendy grew up in the business, you know, and still here, the executive vice president. I think the other thing, I think what happened with against our competitors, they underestimated us, quite frankly. But Bill Baxter and Edith Baxter were tenacious. You know, Bill Baxter at every trade show. Edith would go to every event. We would show up. And I think that was really important to our suppliers and the travel agents. We would go to any event that travel agents were supportive of. And Bill Baxter would travel the globe, come back and say, I was just at this fabulous destination. We went to World Travel Mart once, the first time 45 years ago. He said, this is an event travel agents should go to. Everybody's there. And we'd write about that. PATA, Asia Pacific, we spent a lot of time going to the shows. One of the things we were very proud of course, was Edith Baxter was very, very committed and supportive of the cruise industry. At the very beginning, cruise industry, she felt, was an ideal holiday. Ideal holiday for family and paid commission to travel agents and felt that travel agents were important distribution to their clients. And to this day, we still feel the same.
So David, who was your mentor? Who was your biggest influence in travel trade publishing?
Well, probably my father-in-law, yeah, Bill. As quirky as he was, God bless him, he always believed in being seen, being getting out there. He never took, his success lightly. He was never an overly, he was a very ambitious man, but never, I would say he was not a show player. He loved the show and the glamour of travel, but, you know, he was very successful at doing it. I think one of the things that I always liked about him, when somebody said no to us, he always looked at that as an opportunity. He'd say, hey, they said no. They don't want to support us. Well, we'd never back away from it. We'd always go back to them again and keep going after them. Say, well, how do we get you to say yes? And I think that was one of the things. He was very good at this. He was very good at being out there, a big exposure, larger in life than we is. And Edith, too. Edith, too, was very much a mentor, very opinionated, opinionated in politics and and certain destinations, and be very supportive of ACTA at the very beginning, of course, and believed in organization itself, supportive. So I think we still live that. And after 50 years of doing this with, you know, competent editorial people, salespeople, I think those principles are still valid today.
There have been a lot of events over the course of your career that have had a big impact on the industry, not necessarily in a good way. 9/11, SARS, and most recently COVID. And I'm wondering if you can talk about the impact of these events on the publishing business and on the industry.
Of all those three, I think the COVID, the SARS, 9/11, each had a profound event on our industry. The COVID, in terms of publishing, the industry itself, brought us to ground zero in terms of travel. People did not travel. Canadians did not travel. And this put a full stop to us in terms of why are we here? What are we doing? What's our marketplace? Our advertising base went to virtually nothing. But we still felt it was important to get information out to the marketplace. It was extremely important. Yes, there were government subsidies to help us, but it was heavy lifting on my staff and us. We just had to get that information out because it was things that were important that had to be said. And we knew there was light at the end of the tunnel. We just didn't know when it was going to end. I think with SARS how it hit the domestic market was very, very difficult. Domestic tourism fell apart. There's no question. We were very supportive of the hotel industry, destinations across Canada. And that was one of the things about Baxter's. It's just not inbound and outbound. It is inbound and outbound to us.
So, David, what's your best memory of working in the industry or working as an observer of the industry?
Well, I think one of my fondest memories are actually going to events, for our industry. I like going to them. I like doing it. I like seeing people. I like engagement. And when I go domestically, when I go internationally, I really like doing those things. And as long as I'm healthy, I will continue doing it.
So what's your worst memory?
Worst memory? Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I have a worst memory. I can't answer that.
Was there ever a time that you thought you didn't want to work in this business anymore? That it was time to get out of it?
I think in this industry, I think I always felt that there was hope, there was opportunity. I think in my side of the business, you always looked at different ways of creating business, creating interest in our products. When one door shut, there's always something that opened. We felt when agents went virtual, the bricks and mortar stopped. Well, they went stop, but they still needed stuff. They still needed information. Well, we got it to them in a different way. Consolidation of airlines, consolidation of cruise companies, the reduction of advertising budgets. But having said that, there are other opportunities come up. We, as they say, you're not chasing dollars, chase the dimes. And we did. And we continue to be successful like this. There's a lot of opportunity in this marketplace in the travel industry. So I think it's a world that I think can be not necessarily a job, it can be a career for anybody who wants to be in. And I would encourage anybody to come into the travel and tourism industry, but also to think of the media business and travel.
You anticipated my question. It was going to be for people thinking of coming into the industry. What's your advice for them?
I would say, yes, come in, get an education, go to the travel schools, come in with skill sets now that are completely different than, I think technology is playing a vital role. You have to have the technology skills, there's no question, to come in. I think you need the communication skills. You've got to be a communications, not specialist, but you have to be a people person. You have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to sit down in front of somebody and talk about travel or talk about your services. So it's just not on a screen. It's just not on a phone. I think you have to be able to, that personal engagement. So if you like that kind of world, the tease is always you can, if you like to travel. And I think there's a world of travel out there that if you're good and successful, you will get to travel.
Take a look into the future. 10 years from now, what's the industry going to look like? Does it have a future? Is Canadian Travel Press and Baxter Media still going to be there?
Baxter Media will be always evolving. I think it will be evolving when we looked at AI, when we look at when the internet came in, the great disruptor. We thought the world was going to collapse. Remember when we couldn't align the computers? Remember it was the year 2000, the world was going to fall apart. I think people will always want to travel. And they want to talk to a specialist. And I think the specialists are in my industry. The people have that knowledge base. And that I think we'll be there. But we will be, I think, a company that can be able to distribute that knowledge. We have the experienced writers. We have the people who can write about these destinations. So I think I'm passing along to the next generation or the people that are coming into Baxter Media. There's always going to be a future. There's always going to be a future if you're committed.
Thanks for telling us your story, David. And thanks to all of you for joining me for this episode. I'm Bob Mowat, Executive Editor of Canadian Travel Press, and I hope you'll join me for another remarkable conversation on Voices of Travel, the next chapters.